The latest numbers from the Labor Department are out, and they say the U.S. economy added 222,000 jobs in June, but the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. Last month was also significant because it marked the 8th anniversary of the end of the recession. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, joins us now. And Mike, the number of jobs added to the economy really exceeded expectations of economists. June was also the 81st consecutive month of job gains, and yet that unemployment rate went up. So it's always kind of confusing. What's going on?
Well, part of it is the labor force participation rate, which is actually the percentage of working age people that are either in the labor force working or looking for a job. And that number had sunk very low a couple years ago, was at almost a 40-year low. And it has recently began to pick up a little bit more. And that suggests that as jobs are added month after month, as you say, more people who were discouraged out of the labor force are starting to come back into it. And that means, you know, while jobs are being added, more people are looking for work. So the unemployment rate may not necessarily go down every time we add jobs in a given month.
Right. Well, let's take a look at some of the sectors. The president has focused a lot of his attention on mining and energy jobs, coal jobs, that sort of thing. How did they do?
Well, if you include energy, as you said, in the mining industry, that's doing great. Employment grew about 8,000 jobs last month. And since its low in October, the sector's added about 56,000 jobs. Part of that is due to the sort of boom and bust cycle of energy prices that we've been experiencing lately. And if you exclude oil and gas, mining employment has grown by about 5,000 jobs since the month before the election. The current total is about 185,000 jobs. So that compares to a peak before the recession of almost 230,000 jobs. So there certainly is we're not quite back at those peak levels yet.
Yeah, something interesting is happening in this economy. The unemployment rate is, as we said, ticked up just to 4.4%. It's still very low. Employers are having a hard time hiring workers. It's so low.
Right. And that also is the big conundrum for economists is wage growth. Usually when unemployment is this low, when companies are having a hard time hiring all their workers, it tends to cause people's wages to go up. Mm-hmm. And it's not really doing that too much, about 2.5% last month. And there are several theories for that. One of them is that high earning baby boomers are leaving the workforce. So that sort of depresses the average wages of the population. And also, again, that labor force participation rate, as more people are entering back into the workforce, it has sort of a lowering effect on wages.
What other economic indicators are you looking at? It's not just about job numbers. For instance, we've been seeing this week that the auto industry is struggling. So what else are you looking for?
I think one of the main focuses on Wall Street and indeed at the Federal Reserve has been inflation. And I always compare inflation to garlic in a recipe. You know, you want a little bit of it, but not too much. And there's just not enough right now to really make the Federal Reserve confident enough to raise interest rates. It looked like inflation was going to get back to that 2% target that the Fed likes, but we're just not quite there yet. About 1.4% on the Fed's preferred inflation gauge.
All right. Michael Regan, Bloomberg News. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.